May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 329. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. 329.
Thank you. let us read together from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 63. The 63rd chapter, the prophecy of Isaiah. Who is this that cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bosra, this that is glorious in his apparel, travelling in the greatness of his strength? I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winefat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury. And I will bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord, and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Saviour. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them, to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble? As a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people, to make thyself a glorious name. Look down from heaven, and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory, where is thy zeal and thy strength? The sounding of thy bells and of thy masses toward me, are they restrained? Doubtless thou art our Father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. O Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and harden our heart from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake. the tribes of thine inheritance. The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. We are thine. Thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name. Amen. Most holy and gracious God, leave us not. We pray for thy Spirit from on high, the blessed Spirit of truth promised. Well, may we know that pouring out of thy Spirit upon the earth, even at this time as we gather. Leave us not, Lord, to words without knowledge. Leave us not to anything borrowed from custom. But we do need to come rightly in the way the church has trod. In the way the poor sinners have trodden and now are gathered in. We want neither gospel. May we seek no other way. We pray that thou grant to us too the Holy Spirit of truth, without which we are lost. We pray, Lord, that thou would grant a time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Remember the prayer lifted up, and each one of us, we trust, desired thy mercy and thy help. Lord, we pray that thou would grant answers of peace even at this time. Lord, to grant, we pray thee, that due reverence and sobriety, godly fear, and the fruits of it. Lord, those fruits that are so vital. We pray that thou direct us to that glorious person of Christ. That, Lord, we need our sins forgiven. Show us that loving man, oh, but may we need him. Give us not, Lord, to a Christ in the letter only. Oh, how sufficient to buoy up spirits, perhaps, that we need the balm of Gilead. We need thee, Lord, to apply thy sweet truth as it is in Jesus. Grant us the merits of Christ crucified to our hearts. Remember us for good. We pray that thou wilt remember seekers, Lord, to grant there may be some sweet encouragement. We have many we pray for. Lord, we desire that thou wilt fulfil the desire of every living thing. Remember the heavy laden, grant them the burden bearer, the rest the cross supplies. Pray, Lord, for those that may need thee, or to grant them a token lest they perish. We fear, Lord, that their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Open the book. In thy fair book of life and grace, and may I find my name recorded in some humble place beneath the Lord, the Lamb. We pray for this house of prayer, that thou wilt bless thy word abundantly. Lord, that thou wilt cause the river to flow, and the streams of that river, O Lord, to come into the hearts of poor sinners, that they may dwell in thy courts, and be enabled, Lord, to venture hard, and to put thee on if it could please thee. We pray for those encouragements in Zion. We pray, Lord, for the sick and the afflicted, the aged. Lord, they are in our hearts to pray for, that thou would touch their hearts and ours, that thou grant vital knowledge, leave not our souls destitute. But Lord, do come and grant there may be something secret that sweetens all. Lord, we pray that thou remember us as we call upon thee for the causes. Oh, that thou return, blessed Spirit of Truth. Lord, we pray, according to thy word, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they shall prosper that love thee. We pray, Lord, for any unable to be here. Pray for those at home. We pray for the younger ones that may be in the midst of their studies, and we bear them up before thee. But Lord, remember us as we gather. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember those in tribulation. Sanctify deeply thy dealings. Grant, O Lord, thy mercy and deliverance too. Lord, do look down, we pray, and remember us as we seek. Lord, that thou art empty, we may be so empty, but empty, send us not away. Grant the manna. Lord, do grant us knowledge, and remember us as we plead the merits of Christ Jesus. How ignorant, hard and poor and blind we are. Grant, O Lord, that thou wilt remember us in every burden and care. And grant, O Lord, those sweet evidences, that we may be among those that have been with Jesus. Lord, we pray that thou wilt come now. Help us to be thankful. We have great cause to be thankful for today's mercies. And our hearts were full of fear. And thou hast mercifully appeared. We desire to thank thee for every mercy and each returning need supplied. Desire to pray and bear before thee those, Lord, that are in great age, and some of thy servants, Lord, that are like a shock of corn, nearly fully ripe. Lord, remember them. We thank thee for them. And grant that, Lord, that thou wilt remember us with those that have long trodden and walked out the ways of truth. And Lord, may we be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. We pray for our land, overrule, grant thy mercy toward us, overturn, remember us for good, do appear. Lord, we pray that thou wilt return into the churches. What a blessing that would be for our land. Lord, do remember us as we call upon thee, that thou wilt deliver us, Lord, not from armies without, but the enemy within. We have need, Lord, that thou wilt remember us personally. Then let this mighty Jesus be an all-sufficient help for me, creating power and might. But Lord, do grant, we pray, that thou help us this evening. We pray, Lord, that we may not be a dry breath. That thou, Lord, wilt grant the breath of consolation through the foolishness of preaching. Let it be a word in season. Lord, do come and grant us help of God. That, Lord, leave us not. We pray for other lands. We seek thy mercy. May peace be granted. But Lord, we bow before thee. And do help us now, Lord, to seek again for thy sweet mercy. Come, Lord Jesus. It will be in mercy. Come, O Lord, and remember us in every burden. And do remember us for good. May we be able to speak well of him. Leave us not, Lord, to any false foundation. Or may we not be like those that entered into the sheepfold but by some other way. O Lord, make us right, keep us right, and bring us right. We ask that thou hear us. Lord, when thou hearest, forgive. And we pray that thou wilt grant the blood of Jesus for our sin and unbelief. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 1000. Ye tempted and tried, to Jesus draw nigh. He suffered and died, your wants to supply. Trust him for salvation, you need not to grieve. There's no condemnation to them that believe. Number 1000.
Thank you.
As the Lord may help me, I will direct you. The word of God in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Read there on paragraph 3 verses. Verses 24 and 25. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Verses 24 and 25. And of Asher. He said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. And let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Although we have preach from these verses recently, they are still upon my mind, and the hymn is so confirm me as I stand before you. The very words in the verse that we have read together in that hymn. As thy days may demand, so shall thy strength ever be. As we read in the verse, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. We must first of all speak of the setting of this part. We have not read the verses surrounding it. We feel directed to read those words, especially of the heavenly Asher. For that is who we believe is the sum and substance of this text and of Asher. Well, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Let him dip his foot in oil. There is a prayer and a precept and a promise in our text. Very briefly, I want to notice that these words are part of the blessing whereby Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. But Moses could not command the blessing. And those precious truths that are in the text belong to one that should sweetly come and fulfill all the law, make it honourable. And those choice words and precious blessings that they must yet be fulfilled by a greater, the most glorious person of the heavenly Asher. We remember the words of Jacob to the tribes as he gathered his sons together. And of Asher, it is recorded, out of Asher, his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. I believe, friends, there are those sweet truths in the deep that couches beneath of that glorious one that should come and command the blessing. For the law was given, and there is no blessing of eternal life under the law, but that there is a sweet shadow of things to come in the old dispensation. We need to be ever so careful that if we say the Old Testament that is all fulfilled, everything, so it is. There are so many sweet, precious things that are revealed, that must come to pass, but it needs the Lord Jesus himself, doesn't it? But it's the gospel in the Old Testament as well as the New. And if we err on that, friends, we introduce creature Mary. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And that law speaks of the sweet perfections. But only by the fulfilling of the law, but it leads on. As we have in our text, Moses is dead, but still their blessing shall come. There are many sweet things regarding the gospel and with regard to experimental truth. Maybe those that are brought so far, that they can see that the sweetness of those precious truths, but they need one to apply them. They can't apply them themselves. That's where we stand, isn't it? As a denomination upon the truths of God, it needs God to apply them. It's not man preaching, is it? And then it's applied because he takes it in. No, there's application needed. Like that certain Samaritan that came where he was and poured in. It's application, isn't it? We need the Lord to grant that wound himself. A feeling sense of the awful plague and dominion of sin. And that's where I come from. That those that may be able to say, well, I can see that they want the Lord to come and apply it. And some say, well, he mustn't perhaps dwell there, because it's there in the gospel, friend. A living soul has got such a conscience before God of his sin. He needs one to come. And that's why we dwell for a moment upon the truth in these verses. Let Asher be blessed with these children. These children are the children of the Most High. They're his sons and daughters. They're given to him. That's where they'll be blessed, isn't it? In their heavenly Asher. They've got nowhere else. That they cannot reform and be better. That they fail to come so far short. And sometimes they may despair. Well, in the word of our text, I feel some little hope that God has granted it to come with the word of the Lord and this heavenly Asher. Are there any of these children before the Lord that long to know that they are among the people of God, where the word of God speaks of those that shall become little children? In the chapter that we have read, it speaks especially of children that will not lie, so he was their saviour. The children of God, the children of Israel, they really are those that God will bless, and he'll bring them. He'll teach them the malady and the remedy. He opens the heart, not man, is it? And he will bless them as children of God, that they are those that belong unto him, but how they need the Lord to teach them. Well, I only just come for a moment thinking upon those children of the heavenly kings. It's a beautiful hymn, isn't it? As you journey sweetly, sing your Saviour's worthy praise, glorious in his works and ways. But these children are poor sinners, but they're called by divine grace. They're not called because they're children, because they're so likely to be good and gracious followers. Friends, they're called by grace divine. And they're brought from the ways of sin, loving it, following it in their hearts, and going full stretch in their own way. And they're brought by God's grace to be like little children, of their wit and wisdom spoiled, in the day of his power. How they bow the knee before the Lord now. What a fool. How ignorant. Not like the children of God at all. But friends, these are children of the heavenly Asher. Or maybe be among them. A beautiful aspect that the dear Redeemer came in such a way, so beautifully set forth for those that are so weak and poor, the little too. Me, the little Benjamin, do we not? Those places that remind us that are of the coming of the dear Redeemer. And yet, Lord of all, there's something wrong, friends, if we're not made and kept like little children. And then I think for a moment of the encouragement perhaps needed for those that have got that office to fulfil in speaking to the little children. We often speak to them at home. And I believe it needs the Lord to grant that sweet encouragement. And as much as you've done it unto me, you've done it unto one of these, the least. Who knows but what the Lord may fix something in a young heart. You know, it is well if we are able to speak a word in season to the little ones too. The Lord bless the teaching of the young. It's not to teach them what only God can teach. But friends, it is necessary, isn't it, that to speak of the scriptures. I want to hasten the word of the text. There are some very precious things concerning the Lord and his people. And always try to seek to find Jesus in the text. And I'm persuaded that is the way to open up this word. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Let him dip his foot in oil. There is then that prayer. And I think it a good prayer in this, that may the dear Lord bring to birth many of these dear children. May there be travail. May there be that those that are brought to the light of truth. Not without Jesus, is it? Let Asher be blessed with children. And then to speak just a word, very quickly come into the experimental truth, that this was a tribe that it seems that were blessed with that particular benefit, that are those things which were plentiful. Much providence in it, but we have to go further. Many things could be spoken of the tribes, each one, but there are those blessings that God will bless with his sweet truth. As there was a blessing upon the tribes, so is a greater blessing. The Lord will bless these children of God. many, many places we read of the sweet truth of the Lord Jesus dwelling in the hearts of his people. We read of gnats tonight, don't we? Gnats tonight, satisfied with favour and full with the blessing of the Lord. Now it does seem that we have to pay but passing reference, if I may say, to the circumstantial part of the tribe and seek to speak of those precious things that are revealed even to God's dear family, the children of God. I want to just notice it again a little further in the following verse, thy shoes would be iron and brass. Perhaps we could just say that it would seem there was so much iron and brass, and that's what they used to use, the soldiers used to use them. Plentiful. Sometimes their shoes would be iron, sometimes brass, or that they were those particular benefits. But there's a greater meaning, isn't there? God will put these shoes upon his dear people, and by those shoes that they shall walk out the way that he has appointed for them. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. I want to just come again to the word here. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Now let him dip his foot in oil. I believe it is a word that speaks of the very preciousness of Christ. Is he not acceptable to his brethren? Is it not the work of the Spirit of God? Where there was nothing, no desire, when he was like a root out of a dry ground. Now, friends, search your heart. May I search my heart. Can we come in with that word unto you, therefore, which believe is precious? My God-given faith, is he not precious? Is he precious in the want of him? Is he precious above everything else? Like that pearl of great price? Is he more precious? More precious than the gold of Ophir? But you know, that's the mark, isn't it? Of these children of God, he becomes more needful, more precious. We read of those that held him by the feet. Is he more needful, friends, than when we first believed? I speak very carefully. By those many things that the Lord brings to pass, and all to make us sick of self and fond of him. And then we dwell for a moment further upon this word, let him be acceptable to his brethren. Let him dip his foot in oil. I suppose that's how we've come here this evening, in honesty. Oh, to be made acceptable. Oh, it's only in him, isn't it? Accepted in the beloved. Oh, to be found amongst those that are brought to his sweet merits. And know him, let him be acceptable to his brethren. Another application is this. I believe it's this. We read of the true grace of God, don't we, in God's word. It's when there is that true union. Christ is all in all. When there is that true bond and union, when it is in Christ Jesus, having no confidence in the flesh. When sorrow, I think we sing, don't we? Sorrow flows from heart to heart. When there's vital realities, friends, in it. And that there are those binding together of hearts, that because he is precious, where it's not, it's very solemn. But the matter is this, friends, it's according to the grace of God dwelling in our heart. So that he rides prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. By their fruits you shall know them. But then, I think very quickly, this word, when the Lord may send his word, and it's through one so insignificant, and yet it is the word of God. Sometimes God's servants, they preach in chains. That they're ashamed of their poor attempt. And one has been, perhaps in the very depths of trouble, bowed down with twice 10,000 cares or sorrows and troubles, and they thought none could ever feel like them. The Lord sends his word. It runs swiftly, doesn't it? Through the foolishness of preaching. Lord knows how to send his word, doesn't he? He's not short of a man. But you know the matter of it is this. It's those that know what it is to be condemned and brought to the end of all things. But they are such as are directed. Not because the minister is so good at it. But friends, when the Lord applies the truth, and they have to go unto Joseph. Sweet truth, isn't it? Go unto Joseph, and what he saith unto you do. Impoverished, greatly in debt, spiritually especially, the application is. And then there is corn in Egypt. Oh, how needful then is that one to open the storehouses of his goodness and mercy to the poor and the needy. Knock, don't demand. Knock, by the way. And then the Lord is pleased to grant that experimental knowledge of it. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. As if it's a royal decree, if I may. Perhaps use some that language that thus it shall be. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Even the Father speaking of him and the church as one. Given his own dear beloved Son. Oh, is he not acceptable to the brethren? By grace? Oh, is he not the very one that we've read of him? One so needful. So precious. And I looked and there was none to help. None. And I wondered that there was none to help uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me. And my fury it upheld me. Really, it's a beautiful word, if I may say, concerning the Lord Jesus, that as one given among, a name given among men, whereby we must be saved. Do you know something of it, friend? where the Lord has appointed, by royal appointment, that soul shall believe. By royal appointment. According to God's shells and wills. Not anything to do with the man's articulation. But friends, it's by the power that reaches the broken and broken down heart. Those that have got such a melody. How precious he is. To those that have got no cure and despair. It doesn't mean that they ought to look into God's word and that there it is. Friends, it's when the Lord empties whom he fills. When the Lord blesses those that scarce can believe that the day will come. And they're so full of slavish fear sometimes. And that they conclude that their names are left out. They're not recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thought about it in prayer. But they're legal. Man is legal under the law. Without Christ. Do you know what it is to be bound in legal chains? Well, some must be lost. I've got no evidence. But to a living soul, you know, they have to come lower at the throne of grace. Can there be anything for one so wretched and undone? It's what God's taken away, isn't it? He never takes away our all. The losses and crosses, perhaps, and then the inward teaching. And then the Lord is lifted up by the Spirit of God in a poor sinner's heart. Believe he must, he shall. And friends, that's the faith we preach, isn't it? The best faith is that which keeps us. The best faith is that which God gives. And you know it. From one eternal source, isn't it? The Lord will bless the poor. Not just because they're who they are, or even just because they're poor. Because he will. Is that the gospel you want? God to do everything for the most broken down sinner. Well, friends, it's when God opens the book, isn't it? And blesses the poor with the heavenly manna. And there is a portion for the dogs that eat of the crumbs, the master's feet, spiritually. Let him be acceptable unto his brethren. Oh, it's Christ in all his sweet sufficiency, isn't it? And where is that sufficiency? It's in the man. The God man. In the sweet truth of it, he is that one that God has appointed. You know, it's the Godhead that shines gracious through the man. That particular application where the Lord directs a poor sinner unto his God. And there, that the Lord is disposed to bless the poor sinner only through the channel. The good channel, isn't it? Of his mercy. God doesn't bless but only through mercy, friends. That's where I stand. It's the channel, isn't it? Of his sweet mercy. Let him be acceptable unto his brethren. What sweeter blessing would we wish upon the church of God? Let him be acceptable unto his brethren. There's everything in it. Nothing lacking. all sufficient, Jesus. Now it pleases God to bring his people sometimes under the law, but they can't say, well, I'm such a well-taught sinner, I'm under the law. They've got it in their heart, the condemnation of it. They get up with it and go to bed with it sometimes. But they're absolutely shut up. They're undone. And then the Lord is pleased to grant a little of this sufficiency, the lost, a sufficiency of pardon, of grace. It's the gospel, isn't it? That sufficiency. But our sufficiency is of God. But then I believe it right to speak this word of the truth as it is concerning the Lord Jesus. Let him dip his foot in oil. I believe that is a reference, or we must speak of him as we have read, who is this that cometh from Eden with dyed garments from Bosra, glorious in his apparel, travelling the greatness of his strength, mighty to save, treading the wrath, the winepress, the wrath of God. I was going to say to make one believer. What I want to do is to qualify it, friends, for the salvation of all the church of God by fulfilling the law at Calvary. I'll mark him in Gethsemane at Calvary in his great distress because of the winepress of the wrath of God. And I believe sometimes the Lord brings his people that they're so low that they're condemned and feel they shall surely be lost. And then there's a sweet sufficiency in his atoning precious blood. Oh, it needs the Lord to grant it, doesn't it? To a wounded, troubled heart. And there to feel that there is a sufficiency for the vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need. Welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Not demand, but to plead it. That's the only thing that stands between them and an everlasting perdition, the blood of Christ. How sweetly does it flow. Sinners, guilt removed. How little I know of it. Do you know there's a preciousness in it? When he's lifted up, the atonement's lifted up, isn't it? When he's lifted up, that there is a sufficiency. It's the very doctrine of the cross of Calvary, lifted up. Not only to receive all God's wrath, but, oh friends, in salvation. Even so, must the Son of Man be lifted up. I believe it's only God that can lift him up by his Spirit in the preaching. To be made acceptable to his brethren. But some may say, but I, I'm so poor. I haven't got the extent and the greatness of assurance. Well, friends, does it not lay you the lower at his feet? I must come a little further. Let him be made acceptable unto his brethren. And so it can be, must be said, that the Lord granted that comeliness of Christ, the sweet spirit of the Lord dwelling in the hearts of his dear people, be made acceptable unto his brethren. It's whether or not his master's feet are behind him. Whether or not, friends, he comes, but not by Esau's bow, but by the sweet merits of our heavenly Joseph, or the application of Jacob, a beautiful type, the Lord Jesus in many respects. Think of one word and quickly coming by, and he blessed him there, speaking of dear Jacob. He's richly blessed, wasn't he? It's God blessed him. Friends, that was eternal. The man was different from then on. God turned him about very evidently. He knew the difference now between where he'd laid his head and when God had met him. He said, this is none other than the house of God and the gate of heaven. Wonderful thing if the Lord grants a little of that sweetness where you can abide, because the Lord is so precious. Perhaps in the first love, or those times when God's people can remember their first love. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. And I think it really in a sweet precept. Let him dip his foot in oil. Thus God commands it, and he shall be blessed. Let him dip his foot in oil. And really, there's another application, and that is the most blessed and sacred, vital, inimitable work of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's not sufficient to say, well, it must be of the Holy Spirit, or I wouldn't feel like this. And of course, it's of the Holy Spirit, and there's no marks about it, neither any separation. But it is the Holy Spirit's work to wound and to heal by balm and Jesus' blood. You know, it's a vital truth to consider that the Lord, he brings his people to know what sin is and to feel it, and to fear it, and to need the Lord on every side. They're condemned, not just because they're born like they are, but because of their sins that defile them. They would do good, but evil is present with them. They feel it and know it. They need the Lord to grant the sweet excellency of the knowledge of the very person of their heavenly usher. You know, it's these real things we have to stand for today. Not skin deep things. But friends, it's the malady, isn't it? The leprosy in the house, throughout, the defilement of it, the utter condemnation that God gives, perhaps little by little, but it's that sinner that God has made. And the hymn writer speaks of it, a sinner is a sacred thing, the Holy Ghost has made him so. And we need to be very careful when these things are smoothed over. But, and that there's a lighter approach to the whole matter of the gospel. Friends, God will not be mocked. How acceptable, how precious is he to his dear children. In many aspects of it. Acceptable in that fullness. So precious, abounding over the sins of God's people. So that they're able to see a little of that sweet fullness the Father has bestowed. It's in Christ, isn't it? Not lacking. Not coming to the day when it's not quite the same. It's us that have changed. It's when the Lord directs us to the fountain that's springing up, isn't it? Or the sweet well of Bethlehem, it's always full, isn't it? God's poor and needy people. Oh, that they might know of it, the sweet well of Bethlehem. When they're guilty and so undone. Friend, no fear that there is not enough in Christ Jesus. What we need is living faith. There it is. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday. Today and forever. It's the gospel. But we'll not always be able to believe. We'll not always be able to see again those things because we dwell in the wilderness. Because we dwell in tents. Habitations that are so full of sin and unbelief, like the children of Israel. Oh, the murmuring, the hardness, the turnings, the defilements of sin. Perhaps some of you know what it is. Dear Rebecca said, if it be so, why am I thus? Then there's a little sweet truth that flows out of it, if I may say, the precept and the promise. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. I know it's been preached many times. But it seems to me that there is such a sweetness in it. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. Now what does it really mean? That these, I believe, are the shoes that God gives unto his people. The soldiers, as I said, I believe it right to say they had these shoes, iron and brass. We read of these soldiers and the heavenly armour in Ephesians. It's what God gives. Friends, part of the armour. These are soldiers, the Most High God. We read of them so much in the Ephesians. It speaks of children obeying your parents in the Lord, this is right. Put on the whole armour of God. Then we come a little further down. Able to withstand the evil day, stand therefore. How can they stand with these shoes of iron and brass? Not only, friends, are they for going on, but sometimes they are for standing fast upon those precious truths that God has given until He fulfills their hope. And there are times when God's servants and the church have got to hold fast. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, so close unto them. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation, the gospel of peace. We have the application there are these shoes of iron and brass. And it is especially needful to speak of these shoes of iron and brass for the hardness of the way. Read of it in another part in Isaiah, that the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice, blossom as a rose. Those that are brought into the wilderness, but there's a way there, a highway and a way. And these shoes, friends, that God gives are for continuing. Not for turning back, but for pressing on. The days were marked of old with those that continued. And they were insignificant, but they continued in a little lot. Their desire was to know nothing among men save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The root of the matter in their hearts, they continued in the narrow way. We need these shoes of iron and brass for the narrow way. Till God be viewed. And then there are many hidden things. Things yet to come to pass. We read of those serpents. We read even of adders. We read of many things in the wilderness. But these shoes of iron and brass, oh, they are what God gives His people to continue. But continue thou until the Lord comes, until the Lord appears. And then it's a day, friends, when they're not the evidences. The Lord withholds His sweet spirit. What then? Shall we turn aside? Shall we embrace some other view? The gospel, no. Let our eyes look right on. We do well to consider what the Spirit of God has revealed in the lives of dear saints of God that have been well taught, grounded, that had to take the reproach of a lamb. The many sweet characters walked through terrible, terrible things for the very name of Jesus and the gospel of saving grace, the distinction of it between easy believers and God-given faith. And those that put on these shoes of iron and brass, and thus they continued. And friends, the matter is what God God gives, isn't it? Shows of iron and brass. The matter of it is this. In one sense, the meaning is the same. It's what God gives, what he grants, perhaps. Perhaps it could be said like this. That there's a ministry that is particularly cutting. There's another ministry that is more God-sent to build up. That it's all in his hand, isn't it? Or perhaps one sermon is so cutting, and another is sent of God with a sweet balm of Gilead, that both are necessary. But to walk in what God sends brings you almost to wit's end. The day will come when he'll lead you on. He'll direct you. He'll buy his sweet counsel. And you'll learn something. I have learned by experience. That's the religion that God is the author of. Novelties will not do. It's the same sacred, precious truth that empty, cut down, cut back, remove that which is not of God. And from me is thy fruit. And slave, a few remarks. We feel to need the Lord to grant us the very truth of it personally. Let's leave a few things. I'll read the text of Asher. Let Asher be blessed with children. How dear they are, spiritual children. We've got some. We watch others. Let Asher be blessed with children. These are God's blessings, aren't they? In providence. Yes, more so in grace. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Lord, forgive anything I've spoken amiss.
God willing, Mr. Izzard is again expected to preach next Lord's Day, and there will be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Robert Field is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 720. Endless blessings on the Lamb, broken hearts repeat the same. His dear heart was broken too, when he bore the curse for you. 720.
Lord, to take us to our homes in peace and safety. Remember each and every one represented. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.